Think Lee Bryce likes some Jelly Bellies? Think
Probably.
He can go for a handful?
I mean, who doesn't?
True.
Right? Doesn't everyone like the Jelly Bellies?
Very true. It's the Andy Summers Show here on XTU. And why is it we're talking about candy? Well,
because you have your very own Willy Wonka opportunity, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. So the guy who created Jelly Belly, the founder of the Jelly Belly, has candy factories. And he wants to give one away. So he has hidden gold tickets. I can't call them the golden tickets because that's a Willy Wonka thing. But this is very Willy Wonka-ish, okay?
Right.
So there's this website you can go to and see all the rules and stuff. And then each state has a riddle. And there's also gold ticket Facebook groups.
Okay.
Okay? So each treasure hunt has a strict limit of 1,000 participants. It costs $50 in order to get the riddle. Okay. And then you can go out and find. So it's not a free opportunity. You do have to pay $50. Mm-hmm. But you get the riddle. And then if you can solve it, I guess, and you're one of the first people to do so.
Then you're in for the.
Then you're in. So he's giving away a bunch of $5,000 checks.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone will actually win a candy factory.
Oh, my God.
Which to me sounds like an awful lot of work. Honestly, I'd rather just have the $5,000.
Really?
I don't need another business. You know what I mean? Like a candy factory. A lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I just envision giant bins of different colors and flavors, and you just jump in. You got to eat your way out.
You think?
That'd be fantastic.
They do, because it's the kind of, what's it called? The factory. They're called Candyman's Kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking on those websites, and they have, like, that sand that you can eat, candy sand, so you can make art, like, all the different colors
yeah?
and stuff. That's what I see. You could just get buried in candy sand.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you, I'm trying to think. The Jelly Bellies, my mind was on sugar high, and then I lost track of things.
So the Jelly Bellies also.
Oh, I know. So you said it's 1,000 people per state, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So should we then try to sign up in, like, Montana? Or North Dakota, where there's only like 20 people in
right,
the whole state.
They don't even have that many people. That's a good idea.
That's what I was trying to think about, how to get around.
Yeah, yeah. What he's done is he actually sold necklaces. Or, I mean, he's hidden these necklaces. And if you find a necklace that has a charm on it, and mm-hmm. the charm has a code, and then you type in the code, and that's how you get your prize. So you have to go there and physically find it.
So we'd have to go to Montana.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work.
You have to figure out the riddle, go find the thing, and then enter the thing. And you're right, it's...
A lot
this
of work.
Bogus.
Yeah, you're right. I'll
don't
take the
them.
Check.
Just
take the
check. Just eat Jelly Bellies.
There may be a Jelly Belly question on Are You Smarter Than Andy today?
Is there?
No.
Oh.
But there are five other ones. Next.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.